Welcome to Psychic Sources podcast series on developing your psychic ability. This podcast will provide guidance on how to cultivate your clairvoyant gifts. For more information about clairvoyance, visit us at www.psychicsource.com.
Welcome. This is a podcast involving opening your third eye. Please be advised that you are not to be driving or doing tasks that require your undivided attention during the entire broadcast. If at any time you become uncomfortable during the guided imagery, tap the middle portion of your right palm 3 times with your index finger. Again, if you become uncomfortable or experience anything uncomfortable during the guided session, tap your middle palm 3 times with the index finger and you'll be wide awake and refreshed. Let's begin. Close your eyes and relax. Visualize your aura as a light around you about 2 to 3 feet from your body. Focus your attention. See light and energy gathering at the crown chakra, forming a ball of beaming white light, maybe like a tiny star above your head. Imagine yourself inside the light, its warmth and security surrounding you, almost assuring you for this journey to your third eye awakening. As you focus your attention below you, you notice a silver cord now attached to your vessel. Gradually, you notice your star becoming heavier and denser, and you begin to relax your physical body even more as you and your vessel move downward along the silver cord. Like an elevator of light. Now continue to focus your attention downward. And as you do, you notice a silver door below you. This door opens with ease. You travel through this silver door to find yourself now in a quiet, well-lit forest, with sunlight and dawning rays through the trees. In front of you, you notice a red chair. You sit for a moment, as it is inviting to you. Close your eyes. You release all physical inhibition and blocks to your third eye awakening into your red chair. When you open your eyes, you notice that the forest is even more calm than before, and in front of you is your star, the one that was above your head. It flickers and beams for you to follow it down the single footpath. As you follow it, it comes to a turn, and you lose sight of your star. But as you make this turn, you see your star again shining by a brilliant silver door. You enter this door and find yourself in a rolling field of yellow swaying grass. As the grass sways, you become more relaxed and calm for your journey. Behind you, there you notice an orange armchair. Sitting for a moment, you close your eyes and now release any emotional blocks to your third eye. All of your emotional blocks are released through your orange armchair. You see in the distance an oasis of trees and your trusting shining star beckoning to you. You go to your oasis confident and sure of what you will find there. As you get closer, you notice another silver door and your star glinting beside it. You notice the word Ajna on the door, which is a Sanskrit word for your third eye. As you enter, there is another path like the one you were on before. Your star is in front of you. But this time, you follow this path into an opening where rests a fountain with a pool of water around it. This fountain has an energy to it. If you touch it, the water is fresh and cool, even healing and restorative, as it knows your journey has been long, but you are here now. The fountain is your intuition. It knows why your consciousness is here. Remember your superhero? Ask the fountain to allow your clairvoyance to take this shape Take a moment to connect to your intuition. Notice any feelings and sensations that may arise. Ask it to help you create a viewing screen. Here you can imagine a television screen, a cauldron of water, a painter's canvas, pretty much anything that will give you a blank surface to communicate with your intuition. Once you've created your viewing screen, visualize your superhero walking into the screen and becoming one with it. Anytime you envision this screen, you are connected to your clairvoyance. Allow any images to flow through your screen for a moment. Take note of them. Now say to your screen, I promise myself and my intuition that I will honor, cherish, and love my third eye. I know it is for my protection. I will use it only for the highest good of myself and others. Turning your gaze back to the fountain, you notice a silver door emerging from it. When you are ready to leave, you go through this door, and when you do, you'll find yourself above your crown chakra, calm and at peace. You release your ball of light, your shining miniature sun, back into your aura. When I ask you to tap the center of your palm 3 times with your index finger, you'll be wide awake and fully connected to your journey and experience of opening and communicating with your third eye. Please now tap your palm 3 times. I thank you for attending this guided journey to your third eye. With anything that requires practice, so does using your third eye. Make sure you communicate with it weekly and use it on a regular basis, asking it for its continued connection with you. Many blessings.
We hope you enjoyed the Psychic Source podcast presentation. For more information about developing your clairvoyant abilities, please visit our clairvoyant advisors at www.psychicsource.com.